I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Sunday morning. It is October 20th, just a little over 2 weeks from the election. It is time to check in with Hancock and Kelly, as we always do this time of the week. Gentlemen, it was kind of a weird week in the election cycle. We had former President Trump swaying to the music for like 40 minutes, and then there was that awkward kind of video SNL skit that Harris did with Molly Shannon. I mean, I'm kind of glad that we're getting close to the end of this thing. However, are we getting close to the end of this thing in terms of, you know, it's going to be so close in these battleground states like Pennsylvania? Is this election going to drag on like the hanging Chad one from years ago? John, you want to start?
Yeah, I suspect it is, because it is going to be close. Pennsylvania's got this goofy law where they can't open the mail-in ballots until all of the election day ballots are counted. That's going to delay results in that state. And Pennsylvania is largely the ball game here. So I think it will be likely days until we know a winner. Now, the caveat to that is if Trump actually cleans up on the battleground states on election night and Pennsylvania's in doubt, at that point, Pennsylvania may not matter. So, you know, we're just going to all have to stay tuned.
Well, Michael, what are your expectations?
Well, I think John pretty much sums it up properly in terms of where we're at. But, you know, Scott, what we've got is starting next week, people can start to vote here. And we won't have those issues in Illinois and Missouri. In Pennsylvania, they got a funky law that makes it go late into the evening. I hope it's decisive enough that we won't be waiting for weeks upon weeks. But this is a close, close, close election. Anything could happen, and I think both sides are prepared for it to go past the election.
Well, obviously, it's not just the presidential election. It's not just candidates running for office. We also have these amendments, ballot initiatives here in Missouri, for example, the one about abortion and also sports betting. Where do you guys stand on these issues?
Well, I suspect abortion will probably get the second most amount of votes on the ballot behind the presidency. I think it's a very motivated constituency that's coming out to vote for it, on top of some folks who maybe think the Missouri law currently is archaic. So I think that passes fairly handily. And then the sports gaming, recently this week, we've heard that Caesars and the other digital gambling companies have come to some type of detente and pulled their ads. That's helpful because there was $10 million worth of ads out there telling people not to vote for it and giving the reasons why. I think the lingering question we all have is the damage done. And I don't know that polling or anything can show us that until Election Day.
John, your thoughts?
Yeah, I do. I agree. Amendment 3, the abortion thing, is going to pass. I don't think it's going to be as big of a majority as Michael does. We'll find out. And it should be quite interesting to see on Amendment 2, the sports gaming, whether the deal that got struck with the casinos to get them out of spending money opposing the initiative will work. It looks like the pro-Amendment 2 side is poised to spend about $7 million the last 2 weeks. That probably bodes well for their likelihood of passage. And, you know, the ballot initiatives, there's a lot of them. You got minimum wage as a sheriff's retirement thing. The county, St. Louis County, has some things that the voters need to decide. It's a very full ballot. And then all, of course, the judges up for retention that nobody talks about, nobody knows, and nobody knows how they're going to vote or should vote. But this ballot length in November is going to be pretty oppressive for folks. That's why I'm really glad the early voting starts on Tuesday, because I think people ought to avail themselves of that opportunity.
Well, whether it's a ballot initiative or a candidate, are you expecting any surprises in this election? I'll start with you, John.
Yeah. You know, Scott, there's always a surprise. There's going to be a Senate race out there that nobody's been talking about that is either going to be an upset or much, much closer than people think. So there will be things that, you know, the smart folks like us have just been dead wrong about that we'll find out on election night. That always happens. It's why elections are so fascinating. It's why election night is so fun. And by the way, Michael and I are going to be there at KMOX all night long on election night.
All right. Well, Michael, any surprises you can?
Yeah. Well, I think John's right. We'll see a surprise. But I think as the question goes towards the presidential election, I don't know that there's a surprise, an October surprise anymore, that could disrupt the trajectory that these two are on. This is just a close election. Nothing seems to matter. I'm not sure what they could dig up that would seem to be some salacious surprise. There is one caveat to that. Some type of international incident could play a role in the election. But other than that, I think we're steady to election. Get your people out to vote and grab some coffee and wait a couple of days. We're going to be in a tight election.
Well, as you guys have kept saying over the last few weeks and months, it's going to come down to three things: turnout, turnout, and turnout. So,
yep.
All right, Michael.
Three good things.
Yeah, that's right. Good one. All right, John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks.
Trying to butter up.
Yeah, that's right.
Bye.
All right, it is 7:29. This is Total Information AM Sunday.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.